Israel carried out another deadly incursion into a West Bank village today in defiance of repeated U.S. calls to withdraw immediately from Palestinian-ruled territory. The Israeli army says at least 5 Palestinians were killed in the raid on the village of Beit Rima near Ramallah. Palestinian officials put the death toll at 9. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports now, the conflict is threatening to destabilize Israel's ruling coalition.
Residents of Beit Rima said Israeli tanks and armored cars rolled into town around 3 in the morning, backed by helicopter gunships. The army imposed a closure, confining residents to their homes, keeping out journalists and the International Red Crescent. As ambulances idled outside a makeshift roadblock this afternoon, Palestinian activist Mustafa Barghouti charged that soldiers had left the wounded lying for hours in olive groves and on streets.
The army has occupied the whole village now, and they are evacuating houses, and they started demolishing houses inside the village. And it's a complete aggression and attack by an army against mostly civilian population that is unarmed.
Palestinian residents said the dead were policemen ambushed at their post as they slept. Israeli government spokesman Ranan Gisin said those killed and 11 arrested were armed militants of various factions. Gisin also charged the Palestinian Authority had brought the raid on itself.
We passed that intelligence information before the operation, long before the operation, to the Palestinian Authority and told the security forces that they should take action to arrest those people to go in. We went into that village only after they failed to do their job.
This latest incursion came amid continuing violence in other cities Israel has reoccupied in the past week. 3 Palestinians were killed in Tulkarm and a 4th in Bethlehem, where tank and machine gun fire echoed all last night. It's the largest scale assault since the Palestinian Authority was created 7 years ago. It has frayed Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's relations with the Bush administration, and it's causing a crisis within his ruling coalition.
Because these kind of operations, you always know how they start, you don't really know how they end.
Labour Party member Shlomo Ben-Ami says the army's sweeping actions smack of Israel's calamitous invasion of Lebanon 2 decades ago. That's when Sharon, as defense minister, was accused of misleading the cabinet into a protracted occupation. An increasing number of analysts warn that Sharon today may have a hidden aim to topple Yasser Arafat, something Ben-Ami says would only produce a more militant leadership. Ben-Ami is leading calls for the center-left Labour Party to quit the National Unity Government.
Only by pulling out from the government will you be able to go back to society, to go back to public opinion, and try to convince them that you have a program. Right now, the party evaporates within this amorphous entity called the National Unity Government.
But Israeli public opinion is pretty clear these days. 2 new polls show most people want the Labour Party to stay in government, and they want the army to stay in Palestinian areas. Some 80,000 hardliners turned out for this Jerusalem rally this week as speaker after speaker called on Prime Minister Sharon to get rid of Arafat. Israeli government spokesmen deny that's the plan, and there are signs Israel may succumb to U.S. pressure. Israeli media cite military sources who say a withdrawal could take place within days. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The search for clues at fresh kills. That story next on All Things Considered.